Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
This may be your biggest weakness. If you ask me, what are my weaknesses? Please listen. I can consume this whole video talking about my weaknesses. Number one, I tend to be stubborn. Just ask my wife. Number two, oh gosh, I overwork. I overwork, and sometimes God hits me on the head by letting me get sick, right? And God calling me, stop working, start resting, start trusting, start, you know, simplify your life. I'm the author of Simplify. That's the title of my book. I wrote it many decades ago, and yet here I am, still struggling to stop working, you know, when God wants me to rest anyway. Another weakness I have is that there are times when I'm a coward. I'm not able to do the right thing because I'm afraid of, you know, what will other people say. And so I can go on and on talking about my weaknesses. But my friend, I have realized that my biggest weakness, and I have this suspicion, this is your biggest weakness as well. It's when I lose gratitude. Because here's the thing, when I take for granted God's love and the blessings in my life, so many crazy things happen. Number one, I lose my joy. You know, instead of having joy every single day, no matter what's happening in my life, I lose it when I start losing my gratitude. Number two, I lose my fire. You know, I get easily discouraged. Bad things that are happening, or the unexpected things that are happening, you know, instead of being grateful, I lose my passion. Number three, I lose my trust in God. You know, what gratitude does is that you start thinking of all the blessings and the way by which God has blessed you in the past, and you see all these wonderful miracles that He has already done, and so you begin to trust Him more. But the moment I lose my gratitude for what God has done in the past, then I start getting worried and I start thinking about the fears. Oh no, what if this happens and what if this does not happen? And here's number four. I start losing my love, my ability to love. Gratitude is directly linked to the ability to serve, to the ability to give without expecting anything in return. Remember, you know, gratitude, you are enlarging God in your life. And so you are able to serve and give without expecting anything in return because you're looking at God, who is so big right in front of you because of gratitude, that He will be the one to reward me. Not this person, not this group. No, it is God. But then when I lose gratitude, God becomes small and smaller and smaller. And so, you know, what happens is, oh, I expect this from you if I do this, you know. So that's what happens. Number five is that I lose my health. I've noticed that. It's a domino effect. When I lose my gratitude, I lose my trust, I lose my joy, I lose my peace. And then what happens is my health gets affected. This is the reason why we have Good Friday every year. Because we do not want to forget what God did in our lives. And right now, it is a time to stir up gratitude in our hearts, to say, thank you, Lord, for your big love for me. Thank you, Lord, that you gave up your life for me. Thank you that you love me so much, you gave up everything. Heaven, your throne, your glory, your life itself. You died on the cross because of me. And just every single day, start saying, thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, thank you. Words are not enough to say thank you for loving me this much. thank you for the cross. Thank you for your life. Thank you for the resurrection. Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Jesus, for your salvation. Thank you, Jesus, for the transformation in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, please, to keep on saying thank you to you for the rest of my life, every single day, every single moment. Amen and amen.
Do you need someone to talk to? Do you want someone to pray with? My friend, we are here for you. Go to LOJ Pastoral Care in Facebook and message them through Messenger. Please know, you are not alone.